News Talk ZB, it is 28 to 12 from bloggeratlarge.com. Megan Singleton, hello.
Hello, Andrew.
You're in Hawke's Bay right now. But
I know, I've escaped down here for another weekend. I do that quite a bit, you know.
Well, that's the whole thing about being a travel correspondent. You must travel.
I do.
What I didn't know is that you're one of the founders of Random Acts of Kindness Day in New Zealand.
I am. 8 years ago we started it. A group of friends and myself got together after one of the guys, Josh, had watched some road rage, typical Auckland road rage in the traffic. And he just sat there going, oh, wouldn't it be great if there was one day in New Zealand where everybody actually was kind? And so four of us got together and this was in 2005, and we thought, well, let's just make a day and we'll call it Random Acts of Kindness Day, because people already know the concept and people all know the movie Pay It Forward, and it's a kind of big thing in the States. Universities have RAC Week and things like that, but no other country in the world we know has a national day of kindness. So we chose the 1st of September because it's the first day of spring.
Yeah.
And of course we're right in the middle of Daffodil Day and Father's Day, but it's been fantastic.
So that was yesterday. What happened?
Well, quite a few things were happening. Of course, I don't hear everything, but people have written things on the Facebook wall. But I was down in Napier, and I met the deputy mayor. Napier, I have to say, is the kindest city in New Zealand. They jumped on board about 4 years ago, and they've every year really rallied their whole business association, and retailers give away things. And so the deputy mayor, Kathy Furlong, came. She gave away some coffee vouchers in one of the cafes just randomly. You know, just to watch people's faces when they receive something as simple as a coffee is just so much fun. There was a girl who runs a jewellery store, and she'd ordered in some extra earrings, and she just walked around the streets giving them away randomly to people. It was just such a lovely day.
Yes, with so much anger about, you know, with Charlotte Dawson's text bullying, you know, cyber bullying around the place, there's so much anger delivered anonymously. So a random kindness delivered anonymously is the cure.
You know, and I've actually been thinking about that quite a lot. You look at the amount of publicity that she has got around it's a real problem. It is a problem. But do you think I can get traction for Random Acts of Kindness Day? You know, it's just really hard slog to actually get this day promoted as widely as bullying. And really, this is the counter. It's exactly what you say. It's the counter to bullying. Why don't we actually just say something kind to Charlotte Dawson, everyone? Imagine if we all bombarded her yesterday on the 1st of September with kind words.
Yeah. So have you got a website?
We have rack.co.nz, and we probably haven't touched it up for a little while, but certainly on Facebook, it's Random Acts of Kindness NZ. People can jump on there and have a bit of a look at some photos. I took pictures yesterday, and lots of people have posted things they did. One of my friends texted, and she said, I was in a supermarket, and I just paid for some lady's groceries. I mean, how amazing is that? That woman was blown away. $57 she just forked out for a random stranger. I say things like, you know, send a pizza to your local fire station for lunch on Rack Day, or leave a car into traffic on Rack Day.
You've done a great thing, Megan. You've done a great thing for the last 8 years. Rack, rak.co.nz, started by Megan Singleton. And don't forget, of course, the travel tips, bloggeratlarge.com. It's 25 to 12.